Well, the UK has changed the National Health Service mobile app so that fewer people will be told to self-isolate. This is in an effort to limit disruption from the so-called pingdemic. Under the changes, only those who have come into contact with an infected person within 2 days prior to a positive test will be alerted. That's rather than within 5 days previously. A surge in pings has caused havoc for companies as staff are forced to stay at home. IMF members have approved the biggest injection in the fund's history, $650 billion, to help countries deal with mounting debt and the fallout from the pandemic. The creation of the reserve assets, known as special drawing rights, is the first since $250 billion was issued just after the global financial crisis in 2009. The US has reached President Biden's goal of having at least 70% of adults at least partially vaccinated against the coronavirus, about a month later than planned. Meanwhile, San Francisco and surrounding counties are reinstating mask requirements in indoor public spaces, regardless of vaccination status. New York City is strongly recommending masks indoors, but without mandating it. Credit Suisse has sold $3.75 billion of bonds as it recovers from losses stemming from the collapse of Archegos Capital. The lender issued the debt in three parts with durations of 2 and 5 years. Credit Suisse's exposure to Archegos costed at least $5.5 billion and prompted changes, including a pause in buybacks and dividend cuts. Global News, 24 hours a day, on air and on Bloomberg Quick Take, powered by more than 2,700 journalists and analysts in more than 120 countries. This is Bloomberg.